Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 75th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Marina Abramovic and Masha from Pussy Riot. Well, thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
I don't quite know how to actually start this interview, because there's just so many things that I would like to discuss. But because when I feel this way, the starting point for any conversation for me is movies, which is the thing that I've loved all my life. I would just simply like to know, what do you think of when someone says the word cinema?
Well, cinema somehow, I think, changed my life, because when I was 15, my first work was in a videotape store. We didn't have at that time like CDs or USB. We had videotapes. So they didn't pay me. They almost didn't pay me. But I had an option to watch all the films which they had. So all the classics like Stanley Kubrick or French classics as well, 60s Italian movies, all I watched because of this store. And it somehow made an influence to my life.
My story very similar. I had around the corner the film anthology, you know, yeah, which preserved old movies. So I really started going there and seeing the, from the silent movies to everything to contemporary. And I had a friend who was completely maniac in the movies. He would like to watch all Kurosawa movies, and actually he knew all the extras by name, Japanese. I mean, because we would just go to see, let's say, Rashomon, we would see the movie the first day just to see, follow the story. Second day we would go to see how it's cut, then we go to see how they use the sound, then the system of editing sound and picture. Then, so we would go to such a detail that actually I started the movies like almost like anthropology, like a human body, and really love the movies. And this is how I learned all about, you know, Italian cinema, French, like, you know, wave and everything else.
Two very interesting answers. But what I really have started to kind of be interested in recently is what I felt cinema was when I was a child, and what, if I knew that the actors were acting or something like that. Did you ever, when did you become aware that there was a whole process of film? And do you feel like you kind of lost something when you found out that the film had cameras and actors and it was often staged?
Not all. For me, it was so much more interesting to look documentaries. Because in documentaries, all the people you see from the First World War, actually they're dead. So they're live people, and they're not actors, they're real people, and they all die. So what you see is actually dead people is still live on the cinema. So the idea that the cinema can capture life in a certain way, even if the actor is dead, was something that really interested me.
It's really interesting. I've never was thinking about like that's a world which is created, because I think if somebody decide to, let's say, create something, do something, it's already a small world. When you have something from your, let's say, imagination becomes more and more material, it's, well, it's a... I don't know, it's like children. It's already a soul there. So I never was thinking that it's soul, you know, let's say fake or something like this.
To me, I like illusion of cinema. I like that nothing is real. I love the stories. They are so staged and so aesthetic. You know, if you look now in the contemporary world and you see something on in the cinema who about dying people, and you cry because of emotions, but you know it's a fake and it's not real. But if you see the same event on television, which is real, you immediately switch the program because you don't want to see reality. You want to see aesthetic, stage dead, but you don't want to see real one. So that's really something in us, that we refuse reality and we love the artificiality of cinema.
Yeah, but it's so interesting to mention death in this kind of conversation about cinema, because first of all, you know, especially when cinema wasn't film. Film was made of partly of dead things because of celluloid, because of gelatin. It was born of the bones of dead animals. So death and cinema kind of go well together.
I never talk about this. That's interesting, gelatin for animals. You're even putting this farther than me.
It's just something that's haunted me, because I do think about death a lot. And another thing is that actors usually really, really like to play death scenes. What's that about?
You know, because we love emotions and we like to be moved by emotions. And what can be more moved by emotion? By love stories, tragic stories, and death scenes. I don't know. What else? Revolution, maybe in your case.
Revolution? Is it revolution too?
Well, I think revolution, it's a kind of state of mind. It's not like, you know, capturing the castle. let's say it's a state of mind. It's it's actually astronomy term by Copernic. He used it first time a long time ago, about like 16th century, let's say, about one second. The spheres.
Right.
Like when something is kind of upside down.
Right.
And again.
Yeah.
And this process he called a revolution. So that was from there. From
to turn the picture upside down.
Yeah.
I think I saw it in the documentary. There was someone in Why Are You Creative that does interviews in upside down. I can't remember.
Yes,
maybe it's me.
But by the way, I should mention that you're both in the documentary Why Are You Creative.
It's the artist
who
also painting upside down pictures himself. Yes. So the director put him upside down in the cinema.
Interesting. So I know that we don't have much time left, so I don't have much time to ask you any more
questions. It's a disturbing question.
A disturbing question?
Yeah.
A very disturbing question?
Sure, why not? We are not into political correctness these days. She's a Pussy Riot girl, so she can answer disturbing questions.
I know. I know, yeah, that's right. But no, not political. I to be honest, here's a comment that I have to make. I don't know if I am political. I don't know what that means.
The question doesn't mean to be political, but okay, so
No,
you
but
are.
I don't know if I am, because I don't know what being political means.
Well, even if you don't think that you are political, because even if you do not do anything, you have a position of, you know, let's say, apathy.
Right.
So, for my opinion, this is not good, because I'm living in the country where a really bad group of people occupied the power and took out a lot of freedoms from people.
Uh-huh.
So you can be jailed just for, I don't know, Facebook post or for the song, which was happened with me. And if you do not take, you know, an initiative, if you do not do anything or reflect, the people who have opposite views can do it, and it probably will be not so good situation for you.
So means here in Italy everything is more relaxed, even if you have bad guys and good guys, but so you are not forced to be political as much as in Russia.
That's right. Okay, so they're gonna chop my head off if I don't stop this. But it was such a fascinating conversation. I thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.